podcast episode. My name is Daria White Osa. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you all are having a great week. It has been a while since my last episode, but as you all know, I have recently moved from my original home in Texas, and now I'm currently in New York. I got married within the last few months, so a lot of adjusting. So we are still getting there, still getting used to my new surroundings, but I was able to hop on really quick, and I wanted to go ahead and make sure that this episode gets out to you because I have another live stream event coming up that I think is going to be just what you are looking for if you are someone that just feels like your writing schedule is completely out of control. So I've been able to unlock my full writing potential without having to write every single day, and you can too. But before I tell you how, I want to give you all a little bit of a background. So as I said, I've gotten married within the last few months. So the beginning of this year, I released my last book in late February of this year. And with the wedding planning and getting things ready to move and downsizing, like, it took me a few weeks just to go through my closet because I lived in Texas with my family for about 19 years. So try to imagine downsizing 19 years worth of stuff. And I gave away a lot of stuff. So I was like, okay, I want to get back to my writing. I want to get back to writing book four, but things just weren't in the right place. So for those of you that feel that way, I can totally relate, but I want to reassure you that just because things aren't working out right now does not mean that you can't get back to it, because this is what I believe. If you've already made the decision to write and you're committed to write, then that's it. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care how long of a gap it's been since you've written. If you made the decision to write and you're committed no matter what, you can always pick it back up. So I gave myself grace. And even during the summer, I worked on my outline. So no, I didn't get back to writing like I thought I would, but I was like, you know what? This is a brand new season of life. This is a huge, huge life change, getting married, moving. So I was like, you know what? I'll get to my book when I get to my book. Some of you may have to tell that to yourselves, because some of us are looking for this foolproof method where no matter what, you know, even when life happens, we stick to it. Y'all, that's a great aspiration. And again, I'm all about being committed and disciplined, but not to the point to where you're burning yourself out. Because let's face it, life is going to happen. Things are going to come up. And in my case, again, huge, major life change. So technically, you all, when I released that book in February of this year, I had finished it probably, in terms of the writing of it, maybe the latter part of last year. So we're talking about almost a year of not writing for me. Technically, almost a year. And yeah, I could feel bad about it. Yeah, I could be like, you know what? I should have committed more. I should have been more disciplined. But again, we're not going to harbor on what didn't happen. All we can do is move forward. So because I know my writing habits, because I know my writing average, I know my writing process, as I've started to get back into writing, which I have within the last couple of weeks, actually, and I'm probably about a couple of chapters in, and I'm actually excited to get back to it, because even recently, last night, I was setting up the scene for my, I'm not sure if he's going to be a red herring or not. I haven't quite decided yet who my killer is for this book in book four. But I had so much fun last night kind of setting it up. I was visualizing it. The scene was taking place in a carnival, so just kind of give you a sneak peek at it. But I was setting it up. I was kind of recapping what happened in the previous three books with my characters. Not too much, because, you know, you don't want to overload. So I was setting that up, and I'm like, okay, I think I have something here. But what's interesting is that last week, I kind of hit a snag early on. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to feel stumped. Like, this usually doesn't happen, because again, it's been a while. But then I went back to my outline. So even though I had my Save the Cat filled out, what I had forgotten to do was fill out my outline template. So what I also have with me when I write, especially with my cozy mysteries, and I can't remember where I learned this from. I think it came from a course or maybe just through research on how to write cozy mysteries. But what I have is like this map. I think it's set up in the same way as a mind map. For those of you that know what a mind map is, it's basically an outline where you draw like these circles. And so the middle circle, in the middle, I write the name of my victim, the first victim that's going to be killed by the killer in my cozy mystery. And then from there, I have these branches to these other circles. So about four or five, because I typically have four to five suspects. So to kind of give you a glimpse into my process here. So even though I had my outline done, the Save the Cat, I've forgotten to do that part with my mind mapping. So when I went back through that, these last night was definitely a lot easier because like, okay, now I have the person in mind. So sometimes you just got to backtrack. You may feel like things are running slow, but sometimes you have to backtrack in order to move forward. So all that to set that up for my big announcement, because again, I've been able to unlock my full writing process, and I've done this by mastering a flexible writing schedule that respects my life's demands and my energy levels. Because you all, I know it's only a 1 hour difference, but going from Central Time to Eastern Standard Time has been an adjustment in itself. And I have to tell myself, okay, you're an hour ahead, Daria. You're an hour ahead. But the strategies that I have learned, the processes that work for me, I'm still able to apply them. And what I'm going to do in this upcoming event on October 19th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is this. I'm going to help you do the same thing. I'm going to help you learn how to keep a consistent writing flow. And it doesn't have to be hard, especially if you have a writing process that suits your life. It does not have to be hard. Again, knowing what works best for you, knowing your writing habits, knowing your writing process. So in this event, it's called Keep a Writing Schedule Without Writing Every Day, okay? Keep a writing schedule without writing every day. So if you're tired of inconsistent writing streaks and you want the satisfaction of hitting your writing goals, and if you can hear a little bit in the background, there's some yard work going on outside, sidebar. If not, we're good. But if you want the satisfaction of hitting your writing goals, keep a writing schedule without writing every day is for you. So I'm going to help you draft more and write less, and to write more in less time. And I'm going to show you how to do that in this event. It's going to be less than an hour, if that. So I'm going to give you practical action tips. And all you need is 30 minutes, roughly. And some of you, you may not have 30 minutes, but trust me, you can find your sweet spot when it comes to your writing average. So there's also going to be a special treat for those of you that attend live. So I'm working on a bonus that will take you even deeper into this concept. And I can't wait to pick a winner who will win that exclusive training from me. So the only way for you to get access to this is to join my group, my growing group, Ambitious Authors and Writers. And this space is all about time management, writing consistency, productivity. Okay, so whether you want to complete this 100,000 word novel, or if you have a 50,000 word book, short story, maybe you have a book series, or maybe you're in the non-fictional world and you're writing a memoir or a self-help book, self-improvement, keep a writing schedule without writing every day is for you. So this is October 19th, again, at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Will there be a replay? Absolutely. But there's going to be a special treat for those that attend live. So if you're ready to reignite your writing passion and writing consistency, then I'm going to include the link in the description for this episode. Go ahead and request to join Ambitious Authors and Writers. So why should you come? What can you get out of this event? Well, I believe that deep down, regardless of the things that have held you back, you still want to write. If not, you would have quit already. You would have quit. I believe that writing for you is more than just a hobby, and you want a better handle on how to handle your writing schedule, but you also don't want to sacrifice your family. Real life is going to happen. You have to take care of the kids. You have to make sure food is on the table. You have to go to work, right? So how can you still be responsible for the things that you have to do and still get the writing done? That is what this event is going to do for you. It's going to empower you to take back control of your writing schedule so that you don't have that writer's guilt, so that you're not procrastinating, but that you're embracing your unique writing process and you're going from, oh, I should be writing, to I get to write. You're catering your time. We're going far more deeper than I got to make the time, because that sounds like a lot of pressure, right? And for a lot of us, when we feel pressure, what do? A lot of us end up doing nothing. But when you're excited and you're having fun with your writing, you look forward to it that much more. Okay, so let's kick overwhelm. Let's kick inconsistency. Let's just make the decision, as I said earlier. If you've made the decision to write and you're committed to it, no matter what, no matter how long it takes, then you are the person that needs to be here for this live event. So again, October 19th, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but it's exclusively going to be inside the Facebook group, Ambitious Authors and Writers. So request to join today. I would love to have you, love to welcome you into the community. And we're all about, again, maximizing the time that we already have. We all have the same 24 hours, so we're gonna learn how to use it wisely in a way that feels good for us, but we're not sacrificing the things that we care about. So thank you all so, so much for tuning in. Invite your fellow author friends who you think will enjoy this event. Subscribe to the podcast if you have not already. Share this. And remember, if you wrote a book, it is already unique because you wrote it and no one can write a book like you. So God bless. Stay safe. I hope to see you at the live stream. And I'll talk to y'all next time. Have a good one. Bye.